join Rudy, Robert, and Mary, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple Irish ditty in a good old Irish way. And I give the world if she could sing that song for me today.
That is the voice of international singer and harpist Annette Griffin. And Mary, these 2 hours have unbelievably gone by
fast.
They
have.
So Rudy, I think we're just speeding right on by here. All right, so Mary and I, we do welcome you back for segment 5 and our final segment of this week's broadcast from Ireland. Today we're coming to you from historic Ashford Castle on Ireland's west coast, known as the Wild Atlantic Way. And if you're looking for a good deal on international travel, you should know that today's program is sponsored by friendlyplanet.com/travel. Here's all you need to do. Very simple. Just go to the website, you sign up for special secret offers exclusively for members of our audience. And then you save 25%, 35%, 50% or more on your next big trip. Wherever your next international trip is going to take you, Friendly Planet, they have the perfect vacation to fit any budget or interest. So check out friendlyplanet.com/travel or find a link at rudymaxa.com under sponsors.
Well, if we've shared one thing with you today from Ashford Castle, we hope it's that you understand how truly unique and special it really is here. It's certainly a one-of-a-kind experience, whether it's already been a bucket list item for you or now that you've heard the show today, maybe you're a bit intrigued about it. We certainly recommend that you come visit at some point. Catherine Kenny has been working here at Ashford Castle since 1997. In her nearly 20 years, she's certainly seen a lot. Her primary role today is guest care, and that means it's her job to ensure that every guest who comes through these castle walls is satisfied.
Well, Catherine, wow.
I mean, no easy task.
That's an important role. I mean, I'm sure you encounter all types of guests. Folks, I want to share something. The attention to detail here is unbelievable. I walk into our room, the suite that we had, and the remote control of all the different the TVs and this and that, they are like hermetically sealed in an envelope, you know, sterilized. Love it. But, you know, whenever Mary and I, we talk to such a tenured employee, you know, like yourself, Catherine, we always like to ask them, what's your most unique request that you've ever received? So what's yours?
Well, we've so many requests right throughout the year, but my speciality actually throughout the year falls towards the latter part of the year, and that's towards Christmas. And the attention to detail literally goes to the guest who wants the Christmas tree in the room down to the colour of the decorations. So it's down to that level, and I enjoy
it. And you have a wide range of that. But again, you're putting the Christmas trees in, you're going to that attention to detail. I mean, give us a specific. I mean, what's something somebody might ask for? No names, but what they ask for?
With regards to decorations, yeah, sure. And all of that, yeah. Well, we have one specific guest who ships over his own decorations. They arrive here mid-November. And we have the tree arranged in the room for him on arrival. But if he has very specific colours, be it glass or crystal, we can source it through various companies throughout Ireland.
I would imagine it's beautiful here at Christmas. I mean, it's beautiful all year round, but I'm sure that's a special time. Catherine, with your 20 years here, I'd love for you to tell us, maybe hard to choose, but can you think of one or two experiences with guests that really stand out for you in your memories?
There's one particular day 4 or 5 years ago, we had the Prince of Monaco came in for lunch. That particular day we had a guest, he was here to commemorate 50 years of his parents coming to Ashford Castle when he was a child. And on that particular day we had a lady staying with us, and she honeymooned in Ashford Castle the same time Prince Rainier and Princess Grace were at the castle with Prince Albert. And she happened to be here on that same day for lunch, and she had a photograph. She asked security to meet the prince, and they had a little chat, and it was a beautiful moment.
And they agreed to do it.
They
did.
Wow,
yeah. Lovely.
Yeah.
The attention to detail. I also know if folks come here, they have to ask for you, and I'm being respectful when I say this. We were told that you really are the mom of Ashford Castle.
That's what they say.
I've left you speechless.
That's what they say.
We'll leave you there. Listen, thank you so much. We really appreciate you joining us today, popping in. We know we got to wrap. We want to hear a little more of Annette. She's fabulous.
Thank you very much.
Hear more of that. Catherine,
thank you, Catherine.
Thank you so much. And folks, I can't emphasize enough. If you want to see the property, there's videos, there's more. Just go to ashfordcastle.com. Very simple. They've got the castle, they've got the lodge, and they've got so much more. So, Mary, Rudy, I know we certainly have some folks that we need to thank for today's show before we head into the have Annette play some more. I want to thank the team here at Ashford Castle and Ashford Lodge. Our stay has been outstanding. Thanks to the team at Tourism Ireland and Paul Wiseman and his team back at Trafalgar Tours. Thanks to the folks over in Meath with Rudy at the Headford Arms Hotel. Mary's headed to Germany. Rudy's headed to London. I'm headed back to New York. But next week, the Travel Trio will all be back together again with you on the same station. Please be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. Again, thanks to all our guests at both locations today who appear on the show with us. Thanks to our show team for helping Mary, Rudy, and me put today's program together and get it to you, to all our network affiliates and sponsors, and all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy. We're going to leave you now with probably 20 seconds or so of Annette Griffin. She, again, international singer and harpist. You'll find her at AnnetteGriffin.com. Take it away, Annette.
Close my eyes and picture the emerald of the green, from the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores of Dunedin.
You've been listening to Rudy Max's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.